Yeah, usually on Thursday we play what we call Romper Rumor. Are you smarter than a Romper Rumor? And if you don't know what that is, you need to go Google the show and see them looking through that little spiral thing at each other's kids, you know.
Yeah. They're probably cheating, looking at different notes.
I do know people that cheat.
I need to cheat to get back in this thing
because you're down nine.
I've been cheated out of where I should be. So the only way to come back, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, it's time for me to cheat so I can get back. I'm going to pull my phone out every time Alex answers the question I'm going to ask ChatGPT.
Well, I can tell you this, you're not going to have time. There's a new time limit.
There's a new time limit? Yep. What do you mean? Was this instituted now?
This was instituted before you came back.
Did you clear this with the commissioner over here?
The commissioner says I'm up 9 to 5, and he says you have 2 seconds to answer or you get buzzed.
2 seconds? I'm assuming that you also have 2 seconds to answer.
Yeah, you can't. No, I have 10 seconds because I'm over.
Oh. Is that true?
He's got old people brain.
Yeah. Say, no, seriously. No ChatGPT. No, we can't Google anything. All right. Since he's behind, I'll let him go first.
And remember, there's 6 categories now, so you have to have 2 5th grade questions because there's a fine art section added.
All right.
Now, see, and that's where you got me the one time you did win when you were here because you're in all these plays and do the fine arts.
I'll probably miss it this week.
My fine art thing is a platter of food.
I'm not asking you about Balloon Dior anymore, so you can't get that right.
Balloon Dior.
I hope there's no country music questions in here. That'd be really nice. All right, let's go. First grade geography, as David says.
What is the smallest continent? First grade and getting already struggling.
Crap.
Time's up. No.
By surface area?
What's the smallest continent?
I mean, what else would it be by? Giddens airspace?
I don't know. Population.
Cubic feet.
It could be Antarctica then.
Smallest country.
Continent.
Continent.
Oh, continent, yeah.
There's only 7 of them, Giddens.
Yeah, I know. I know there's only 7.
Can I help you? It's not Asia. No,
I know it's not Asia.
And there's 4 billion of them.
I'm going to say what makes the most sense to me off the top of my head is Australia.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, David, you're up.
Give me first grade fine arts.
Getting out of the way.
Out of the way.
What color do you get when you mix red and yellow?
You get orange.
Correct.
Yeah.
That ugly auburn orange.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Tell him, Giddens. That's one thing I will agree with you on. Yeah, it also can be Tennessee orange, too.
That's awful. Giddens?
Let's go with second grade history.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from which country?
Hey, I think I know this one. It is a gift from France.
Correct. David?
What?
You're up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Second grade, let's go science.
What is the layer of air that surrounds the Earth?
Layer of air that surrounds the Earth. It's got to be the atmosphere.
Correct.
I mean, I was going to say.
Would you have taken ozone?
Well, since he said layer, I started to say ozone. I said that's not right.
The layer of air.
Okay. All right. So 2-2.
All right. Let's see. Let's go third grade English. Probably should have saved English for later, but.
What is a word that means the opposite of another word?
That would be an acronym.
Incorrect.
What?
Antonym. An acronym is like what you have like a, like FBI.
Know what he started to say? He started to say Eminem because he's always thinking about Eminems, you know?
I'm blaming that one on sleep deprivation. That's what I'm going to do. That one's on sleep deprivation.
David, you're up.
All right. Third grade geography. That, and you know where that comes from? Who says geography like that?
Who?
Ernest T. Bass off the Andy Griffith Show. Geography.
Which continent is Saudi Arabia on?
That would be...
the tricky question.
It is. It's gosh. I'm trying to think now. It's not Asia. It's not Asia. What's your final answer?
What's your final answer?
Gosh, and I can't think what it is.
Australia.
I'm just going to say Asia, but I know it's not.
It's correct.
Is it really?
It wasn't Asia.
It's not Asia. I thought it was out of Asia.
It's not Asia, but I'm saying Asia.
All I know is I'm up 4-3.
No, you're up 3-2.
I'm going to do all the next one and be like, you know what it's not? That's what I'm going to answer with.
Okay.
Okay, Giddens, you got math, science, and fine arts.
You know what I did? I used that reverse sociology on you.
Sociology?
Yeah. All right, let's go fourth grade science so I can miss this one.
What type of animals lays eggs and has scales?
What type of animal lays scales and has eggs?
Yeah.
No, you got that backwards. Oh, okay.
Lays eggs and has scales. Mm-hmm. All right, so I believe...
think about this very closely now. What he asked.
Yeah, lays eggs.
Mm-mm. Think about what
lays eggs and has scales.
What type of animal?
Yeah, what type?
I believe that would be a reptile.
Correct.
I was saying, think about animal because it's not a fish.
Yeah.
Because a fish has scales and lays eggs, but it's not an animal.
Yeah.
You ready, David?
All right.
You only got fifth grade left. No, you got fourth grade, sorry. Yep.
And what three do I have? Math?
Math, English, and history.
Let's do English in the fourth grade level.
What is an autobiography?
That is a book or story that a person writes about themselves.
Correct. We need to have a David McCurley autobiography.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, all I know is I'm up. I haven't missed one yet, brother.
No.
I'm fixing to go up 6-3. You got to get one.
Even the score, but I don't even know what it is. I think it's worse than that.
Hey, you got to get both of these right.
Yeah, you got two fifth grades.
Yeah, come on.
All right.
You want math or fine arts first?
Let's go math.
You really should have not asked for this question, Giddens.
I should not have asked for this math question?
No, you should have done like an earlier math, easier grade. A rectangular prism has a length of 10, width of 3, and height of 2. What is its volume?
A rectangular prism has a length of 10, a width of 3, and a height of 2.
Yes.
What is its volume?
Yes.
I think I can answer that.
It's pretty easy, but he's got that sleep-deprived baby brain, so I'm thinking he's going to struggle.
Its volume is... Wait, do I have to have the... like the?
No, just give me the number.
60.
Correct.
That's what I thought it was. Multiplication by 3. All right, here we go.
You want your math question first, Dave, or your history question?
I'm going to take history. This is where I'll fall off the boat.
Well, this is a rough one, David. I'm talking rough.
Okay.
Who is the ancient Greek philosopher who taught Alexander the Great?
Archimedes.
No. Aristotle.
Aristotle, that's what I was going to say. Can I get that point?
No.
You're still behind.
But if I get this one and you miss... Wait, what is the score?
It's 5-5 now.
5-5.
All right, so
this is really the deciding factor.
This is sudden death, essentially. We're in sudden death. Fifth grade fine arts. I'm going to miss it. It's going to be something.
You'll get this.
It's going to be something music related, too.
What is the term for a pattern of beats in music?
What is the term
for a
pattern of beats
in music?
Can I ask that if he don't get it right?
No.
I mean, can I answer? Not you can for answer. A point.
See, there's like multiple things in my head that would fit this criteria.
Pick one of those multiple things.
Yeah, it's Asia.
It's not Asia, but it is.
What is a pattern of beats
in music?
Country music. You know, trains, mama, prison, beer, getting drunk.
If I get this close, you're only going to take one thing, right? Whatever's on that sheet. A pattern of beats.
He's trying to dance around it, Balvin. Come on, man. Your time limit is gone.
Just hold on. Let me think. A pattern of...
We can't wait forever.
A pattern of beats. Like,
just
like,
throw
like
it a, out there. It's like, not heartbeats.
Like drums? Or are we talking guitar?
He said music.
Pattern of beats.
Come on.
It's the melody.
No, rhythm.
I was going to say rhythm. That's what I was going to say. Percussion. tried to give it to you.
I had a countdown clock right in front of me.
So I'm going to win either way.
No, if you miss this, it's tied. Then we go to sudden death.
So now I got math. Holy smoke.
Convert 2,500 milliliters into liters.
Do what?
Convert 2,500 milliliters into liters.
No, you had a lot more than that. You can hold them
milliliters, in. David, into liters. Think about that.
Milliliters. That would be, how many did you say?
2,500.
It'd be 25.
Incorrect.
2.5.
So we're in sudden death.
Oh, crap.
Fifth grade questions now, Giddens.
All right, you got 2 seconds, Giddens. I'm going to do you like you done me.
I was just doing what you did to me.
You ready, Giddens? What ancient city is known as the birthplace of democracy?
What ancient city is known as the birthplace of democracy? Let's go with
technically city-state. Yes, Athens.
That was wrong. He could see your paper in his glasses.
He can't see through that?
No, he could through his glasses.
He's got X-ray vision.
Yeah, he's got them cheating glasses on. All right.
Which river flows through Baghdad, Iraq, David?
The one I'm going to drown in here. No. I'm going to say the Euphrates.
Incorrect.
Tigris?
The Tigris.
I knew it was one of the two.
Tigris.
So I knew it was Giddens one of the
comes
two.
Comes back and wins.
9-6. You're still down 3 weeks. I mean, yeah.
And you still got him up on the spot to fake.
I missed 2 weeks because of the birth of my child.
2 weeks? You were out 4 weeks, big boy.
Wait, did I miss 3 weeks or 2 weeks?
Missed three. Sure.
You missed three.
Three Fridays, plus, 3 Thursdays.
Plus one due to sickness. So I had 4 weeks stripped from me. So I'm in the lead now.
Don't use the word stripped. We don't like the word stripped with you in any form of imagination.
Like David says in his anthem, he don't do any nakedness.
That's right. Listen, you and strip just don't go together.
Sorry.
Cecilia.
I have asterisks beside my losses.
He's right. There should be more of them. He's cheated twice.
Cheated?
Yeah.
How'd I cheat?
Yeah, I mean, you knew the answers the 1 week.
I knew the answers, so that was cheating.
Yeah, he gave you the answers.
Next week, we're going to do sports questions on the... Oh, God.
I'm going to lose, clearly. All right, I'll tell you what. Of today.
We can do sports if you give me soccer and give him NASCAR.
Okay, and I'll ask you some Balloon Dior questions. How about
Balloon.
I don't really want to go that route because there's 400 million soccer teams in the third countries of the world. And I don't want to deal with them. Oh, God.